The psalmist remembers. So crucial. He remembers. He calls to mind past experiences. Verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would... Here's what he remembers. He remembers a worship service. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Now, what I want to apply here is this. Many of you grew up in churches, maybe some in this church, with very shallow views of the significance of what is happening right this moment. And the last hour plus. The meaning of corporate worship, what is going on from 5:30 to 7 or so on a Saturday night, what is this? Is this just a small thing? Is this an insignificant thing? Is this just a human thing? For this psalmist, the memories of meeting with the people of God in the temple were simply massive. Let's think of this. If nothing more were happening here, right now, then my adding some information to your brain, and nothing more was happening when we were singing than the entertainment of your aesthetic capacities to delight in music, he would never do what he just did here. It would just be nostalgia, right? I mean, nostalgia's okay. It's just not going to help. Nostalgia doesn't help you when the waves are breaking over you. You don't say, oh, I remember Wheaton College. We had such a good time. What's that got to do with anything? The only reason that he would go back and say, I remember going in procession to the house of God, is that God was real there. And that helps. I will do that in my dying day. If my Alzheimer's is not too bad, I will remember hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of seasons on this front bench. Or for the first 10 years I was here, I sat on the platform in the old sanctuary. I will remember seasons when your voices cascaded over my aching soul with unbelievable balm. I will remember times at the table. I will remember anointings in the pulpit. I will remember the supernatural in these services. I hope you don't come to these services thinking this is just a religious tradition. God is here. People pass from death to life in this room. Saints are made strong and able to weather the assaults of the devil in this room. God is receiving praise in this room. This is a divine human transaction which not only now, but 10 years from now will be at work saving your soul, preserving your faith. So I say this just to elevate in your heart and mind the significance of corporate worship. So if you're a guest tonight and you never go to church and you just showed up here, contemplate the possibility that you are missing something massive.